Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building something very specific. A DJ ready style bass line and beat in Ableton Live, for beginner level, but with real D&B attitude. The vibe here sits right between jungle pressure and early drum and bass funk. We want tight breakbeat rhythm, a rolling sub, and a bass line that feels like it's answering the drums instead of just sitting on top of them. That relationship is the whole lesson. If you get that right, the loop starts to feel rude, mobile, and ready for a dance floor. Why this works in D&B is simple. The bass is not just harmony, it's part of the groove engine. It has to leave room for the kick and snare, but still feel heavy and urgent. In DJ Ratty-inspired writing, the bass is usually short, simple and disciplined, but it still has personality. That's the sweet spot. So let's start with the drums, not the bass sound. In Ableton, load up a breakbeat loop or build a basic D&B pattern first. Think kick on the 1, snare on the 2 and 4. And then a break layer with ghost hats and small chops around it. If you're slicing a break into simpler or a drum rock, keep the main kick and snare hits readable. Don't overprocess the life out of it. A good move here is to keep the drum bus clean. High pass the non-essential top percussion around 150 to 250 Hz. Let the kick and snare stay strong as your main transient anchors. And if the break is fighting your programmed kick, trim a few low hits from the break instead of forcing the bass to fight both. What to listen for here is forward motion. Even before the bass comes in, the drums should already suggest movement. If the groove feels flat on its own, fix that first. A strong bass line can't rescue a weak drum pocket. Now build the sub. Create a new MIDI track and load Operator. For beginners, Operator is perfect because it keeps things clean and easy to control. Start with a sine wave or something very simple, and shape the amp envelope so the notes stop neatly. A solid starting point is zero attack, a short decay, low to medium sustain depending on the note lengths, and a short release. Keep glide subtle if you use it at all. You want movement, not rubbery chaos. Now write a two-bar bass phrase, with mostly root notes and just one or two movement notes. Don't overthink melody. Think rhythm. A DJ Ratty style line often uses repeated notes, little rests, and small syncopated pushes. Try placing one note just before the snare, one just after it, a slightly longer hold into the next bar, and then a quick return note to reset the loop. That works in D&B because the sub becomes part of the drum phrase. It's not just below the drums, it's speaking back to them. Short notes make space for the snare to punch through, and that space is what gives the whole loop its pressure. What to listen for is whether the loop wants to repeat naturally. If it sounds like a scale exercise, simplify it. If it sounds dead, don't fill every gap. Just add one carefully placed offbeat note. In this style, less usually hits harder. Next, make the sub solid in mono. Put utility after the instrument and keep the low end centered. If needed, set the width to zero on that layer. You do not want the sub wandering around the stereo field. In club systems, wide low end collapses badly. Keep the foundation locked. A simple chain works well here. Operator, then utility, then EQ8, then saturator. In EQ8, only high pass very gently if needed, somewhere around 20 to 30 Hz. Just to remove rumble. Don't carve the body out of the bass. If it's muddy around 150 to 250 Hz, make a small cut there, but only if the note is boxy or blurry. Then add a little saturator. We're not trying to make it nasty yet. Just enough drive to make the bass audible on smaller speakers. A few dB of drive is usually enough. Turn soft clip on if needed, and match the output so you're hearing tone, not just extra loudness. Now let's add a second layer for character. This is not your sub. This is your mid-bass texture, the thing that adds edge and attitude. You can duplicate the track or create a new layer with Waveeatable, Operator, or even a resampled audio clip. The target area is usually somewhere above the sub, roughly 150 Hz up to around 1K Hz, depending on the tone. There are two useful directions here. One is a cleaner rolling bass, where the tone stays simple, maybe sine or saw-like, with a low pass and light saturation. That's great if your drums are already busy and you need space. The other is a rougher DJ ready edge, with a more harmonically rich patch, more saturation, maybe some filter motion or slight form and style movement. That's better if you want grit, menace, and a little more personality. A good stock device chain for the character layer is Waveeatable or Operator, then Auto Filter, then Saturator, then EQ8. You might set the filter cutoff anywhere between 200 Hz and 1.2K Hz depending on how bright you want it. Drive can sit around 2 to 8 dB if you want dirt. Then cut the low end below about 90 to 140 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub. what to listen for is separation of roles. You should be able to mute the sub and immediately feel the track lose its weight. That tells you the character layer is not stealing the foundation. At the same time, the character layer should still be audible when the sub is playing, because it's responsible for the attitude. Now refine the MIDI phrase so it breathes. Shorten some notes. Leave deliberate gaps. Add one accent note that lands slightly differently than the others, usually just before or just after a snare. That tiny push-pull can make the loop feel much more human, without breaking the grid. A good four-bar idea is simple. In the first bar, use two short notes, one longer note, and a small rest. In the second bar, repeat the idea but move the final note or add a pickup back into bar one. Then every four bars, change one note length or remove one note so the loop doesn't feel frozen. This is where the groove becomes recognizable. Repetition is good. Total repetition is not. You want the loop to feel like it's breathing, not just cycling. If the bass and drums already feel locked, stop and consider printing it. Seriously, commit to audio if it's working. That's a real producer move. It forces a decision, speeds up the workflow, and stops you from endlessly tweaking a part that already does the job. If the character layer feels good but too clean, resample it to audio. That's a classic D&B workflow. Print the sound, then shape the audio. Once it's bounced, you can cut tiny gaps, reverse a hit, nudge a note a few milliseconds, or chop the phrase in ways that feel more physical and old school. Then use EQ, saturator, auto filter, or even compressor if the layer gets too spiky. A nice move is to automate a slow filter open over 4 or 8 bars, then snap it back down on the drop. Keep it subtle. In D&B, if the filter gets too theatrical, the bass loses authority. You want movement with discipline. Now check the bass against the kick and snare, not in isolation. This is the real test. Loop the full drum pattern and listen to the kick-snare-bass triangle. If the bass lands right on the snare and the mix gets congested, shorten the note or shift it slightly. If the kick disappears, reduce the bass around the kick hit or shorten the note length. If the snare feels smaller, avoid a mid-bass accent directly on top of the snare transient. What to listen for is whether the drums still sound like drums when the bass is loud. If turning the bass down suddenly makes the drums sound better, the bass was crowding the pocket. The groove should feel tight, not packed, and keep the low end mono below roughly 120 Hz. Width is usually a trap. Let the width live in the character layer, not the sub. Now add a little automation for DJ usability. This style works best with simple movement that makes phrasing clear. Try a filter opening across 8 bars, a little more saturation into the drop, a 1-bar fake out, where the bass drops out, or even a half bar submute before a big hit. These moves make the loop useful for DJs and keep listeners engaged without overcomplicating the idea. A strong arrangement shape is very often this. The first 8 bars establish the groove, the next 4 introduce a small variation, then you strip the sub for a beat or half a bar, and finally you bring everything back full force. That reset makes the return hit harder. If you want the second drop to feel bigger without changing the whole idea, just change one thing. Swap the upper layer tone, alter one accent note, shift one supporting hit up an octave, or change the amount of silence before the first bass entry. One good change is enough. Too many changes and you lose the identity of the line. And here's a very useful coach note. Think in phrases, not just loops. A DJ ratty type bass line is usually doing one job, and that job is creating pressure that makes the drums feel more animated. Ask yourself, does this note help the groove, or is it just filling space? That question will keep your writing sharp. Another great check is to play the bass at a low monitoring level. If the sub and break still feel connected when it's quiet, the balance is probably right. If you have to turn it up to feel the groove, the pattern is probably too vague or the note lengths are too long. At this point, your 2-bar loop should feel dark, dry, punchy, and DJ-friendly. The sub should be centered and solid. The mid layer should add dirt without stealing the weight. The drums should still punch through, and the bass should feel like it's answering the break, not sitting on top of it. A few common mistakes are worth avoiding. Don't make the bass line too busy. Don't let the sub go stereo. Don't hit the snare too hard with a bass accent. Don't overdo distortion across the whole bass. And don't leave the notes too long. In this style, note off timing matters just as much as note choice. If you want more darkness, use a very clean sub and let the upper layer carry the menace. If you want more old-school jungle character, resample the character layer and chop tiny pieces of audio instead of trying to synthesize all the grit inside the instrument. That gives you a more physical feel and a more confident groove. So here's the recap. Build the drums first. Keep the break readable and the transients clean. Write a simple bass phrase that answers the snare rather than fighting it. Keep the sub mono and controlled. Add a dirtier upper layer for attitude. Use short notes, rests, and tiny phrasing changes instead of stuffing the pattern with more notes. Then test it in context, print what works, and shape the arrangement with small DJ-friendly changes. If the bass feels like it's part of the break, you're in the right zone. Now take the practice challenge. Build a 2-bar DJ Raddy-inspired loop using only stock Ableton devices. Keep the sub mono. Use no more than 6 MIDI notes in the main bass phrase. Include at least one rest and one repeated note, and make one 4-bar variation. Then bounce the character layer or the full loop and listen back at low volume. If it still feels heavy and alive, you've nailed it. Go make it rude, make it rolling, and keep it locked.